I got it. It's recording.
Post. Awesome. So we're going to make this official in like 30 seconds. We're going to make this official, official, official. And we're just so, so proud of everything and everybody here. All the work that went into it too. I do want to give a shout out to Team CBR, Team Oracle School. You know, so much work went into the website, the design, making sure you guys all got get in right, etc. So Doug and I are going to talk a lot this tonight about this week. So I posted something earlier on the main hall, and that's our bulletin board. And it's about what this week actually is. So I know there's some keeners in here that wanted to get everything done by the call tonight, but you don't need to do that. We want you to spend some days really kind of getting the feel for Oracle School, getting comfortable in your rooms, you know, watching the videos, maybe more than once, and then doing the home play exercises. By the way, many of you asked when I mentioned in the video that there is a synchronicity timeline PDF, and you can't get that until you finish all your videos, and then it's the first thing that you see in the home play. So, and especially returning students, I know you guys didn't expect it like this. So here's how it works, is you have to actually watch the videos and mark them complete before you get to see the next one. And I'll tell you why we did it like that this year. Because last year when people jumped ahead, they missed really important things and then they had to go back over it. This way, we're keeping you moving forward at the same in the same direction as everybody, but you can go backwards. So you can go over things, but we just don't want you to jump ahead. So, oh, thank you, Tammy. That's so good. Yeah, so this way, the learning end of things for you guys helps you so much more because you can soak up the information in the video. And I know that it looks friendly, etc., and I'm having fun, but there's a lot of content in there. It's dense. That's why we also have the video, these guys, the summary. So I did everything here on my, what do you call it? Printer. Thank you. So I printed. Blah. I've been so fixated on you guys all weekend. I'm like, ah. So I printed everything. You don't need to because you can download the PDFs for your computer or your iPad. And you can just look at it on there. But I like everything in paper. And it doesn't have to be in color. So if you noticed here with my little face here, everything is black and white. So I just like to take them and I make a folder for them. And I do this every time I teach. Students, oops, is my thing frozen or am I good?
Yeah, you froze again, but you're back. It's definitely doing it fairly regularly. You might want to make sure everything, any other apps on your computer are closed too.
How do I? Okay, so
like email or anything like that.
Perfect. Let's do that. I'll take. Can I get off Safari?
Yep.
Oh, I almost got off Zoom. I don't want that. Okay, let's try doing that. It won't. Okay, so yes, leave page. Okay, sorry about that, guys. We just installed a new internet thing, so it's probably just getting a little tweaky. Doug and I are going to talk a lot about this tonight. I'm sorry if I sound a little stumbly. We've got so much to tell you tonight. So I think, Doug, why don't we pull cards and start with a meditation, and then we can talk about the detail.
I love it.
Okay, good. So let's use
Which deck do you want to do? Woto, you got it.
Only Woto. Remember, this is personal mastery.
Of course.
Hello.
I might have a little fun bias for spirit animal every now and then. We might Not yet, yeah. I know.
I know, me too. Hey, Ruby Star Feather. I love your name. There's Anna, fellow dragonfly. Spirit animal is incredible. Thank you. You notice I'm wearing a turtle to slow everybody down. I want y'all to be relaxed. All right. So what can we expect this week? Oh, this is interesting. I'm just kind of telling a story here, which I think is quite fascinating. So I'm going to start. I actually chose four cards, and I never do that. We usually just pick one card each. But I thought it was very interesting that what you'll be looking at in the beginning of personal mastery and why we're doing it. And I didn't expect the cards to speak so deeply. I was kind of hoping they would kind of skirt over something. But the three cards are Truth Be Told, Unfinished Symphony, and Thinker. And the main premise of personal mastery is that our thoughts create our reality. Our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. That being invited here in personal mastery to revisit some of the things that don't work for us in order for us to shift our thinking so that we end up in milk and honey. And I think these four cards that came out are really, really a good storyline for personal mastery, especially the first couple of weeks. Because in order to progress, you have to take a look at where you are and what brought you here. And we do it in a very comfortable, safe, loving environment. But you don't have to do that right away this week. But I just, you know, I was, my question to the cards were, tell them what's going to happen in personal mastery. And I'm like, yeah, okay, but not this week is not this. This is not what's happening.
Hey, Colette, could you just go over those cards just again? Because you froze up right as you were going through them, unfortunately, and we missed the cards. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We heard milk and honey at the end. So could you start from there? You go.
That'd you know be great. What? Let me contact Mark to bring in the other internet thing. Just 1 second. So milk and honey at the end is exactly where we want to be. This yeah. should not be happening. I apologize, guys, but I'm not sure why this is going on. So hang on a sec. Mark, can you bring extra internet hub? Okay, dragonfly. Dragonfly needs help. Okay, so let's try this again. So sorry, guys. So I chose four cards. Are we with me?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, so the three cards that told the story that I wasn't actually originally going to pick, but they flew out of the deck. So like we call these jumper cards. And they slid out together, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. So we're looking at Truth Be Told, we're looking at Unfinished Symphony, and we're looking at Thinker. So the storyline that underlines everything that we teach in personal mastery is that we create our own reality in partnership with the universe. But it's through our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that we send out a frequency that matches in the external world. So what we're doing here is taking a look at what the possibilities are. And that's really for the whole course is how can we become, thank you, Dragonfly is making bad mistakes. How can we choose who we want to become and actually leave that old self behind in a way that's comfortable for us and celebratory too. So we're celebrating this because we end up in milk and honey. So it can be serious, but the end result is the juicy part. Doug, do you want to add to that?
Well, the interesting thing is the card I drew, Colette, was actually milk and honey. I just drew another card. But what I was drawn to in the book, because one of the things you'll learn is that even for Colette and I, as we start, a lot of times we'll start with the book because that really helps us to kind of ground in the content as the cards were intended, as they were created by Colette. And for me, prosperity message really came up. So I'd love to just read that because I think it's a reminder of what the definition of that is. So there's only one authentic you. This version of yourself is spirit's emissary in the world. When you're in alignment with the truth that you are a unique expression of the divine, your ego can rest and your soul can illuminate your purpose. Now is the time when you're seeking your true north. When you find this direction, you automatically step into prosperity and the world brings you evidence of abundance. Miracles are a choice and a way of seeing the world. With every choice you make right now, you have the potential to seize good fortune and embrace your destiny. Opportunities will lead you to your best life now. Be open to them. You're getting a sweet taste of what you want. Really, this so resonated with me about personal mastery and the whole focus of what this course is. This is what it's about. And of mm-hmm. course, it was the final card you drew too. So I love that.
And I think what's really, and we want you to feel that, you know, I think that what that says for everybody is that, yes, it's going to be work. And yes, you're going to be reflecting on yourself the way those other three cards showed up. But the truth is that we're being given another opportunity to start over. And in some way, there's a part of us that just knows there's more, or there's something better or something else. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. And we've actually taught a number of these courses already. And there's, and by the way, too, there's about 350 returning students in this course that you guys are, the new people are hanging out with. And that says a lot about this course, because it works. So we can really get to a place when we look at ourselves and peel away the onion skins, and maybe there's a few tears in between those onion skins, but ultimately it's about choosing. And knowing that that choice is available to us, that the miracle is there, it is right beside us, waiting for us. And our purpose is looking for us. We don't need to go find it. It is finding us. And so that's the whole purpose of personal mastery, is to remove the peels, you know, and the walls that we've built, and breaking down some of the harder things that that unfinished symphony talks about, these ideas that we have created about ourselves, about our worthiness, or about whether or not we think we can, or that it's possible, or it's for other people, not me. All of those kind of thought processes that kind of prevent us from seeing all our potential and possibilities, because we're also looking too much at that how. But the how is the universe's job. It's not ours. But I really think that that's very celebratory. So I've got my new internet up again. So so I should be okay. I'm so bummed. We just paid all this money for this other internet. Okay. So I'd like to, Gerald says you look serious, Doug.
I look all kinds of ways, serious and fun, both.
Yeah, we just love you guys, and it's our first night, and we really want you guys to have a great time. So I asked the cards, show me what they can really hope for, and serendipity is the card. And I want to read you what serendipity says. Okay,
that's great.
So that's card number 18, right? That's card number 18, and I love this card because it answered the question, seriously, what is waiting for you? Very specifically, waiting for you. And here's what it says. You've stepped into alignment with the greater good, where your dreams and the collective dream resonate in exquisite harmony. Now is the time for luck and preparation to meet and create miracles that you could never have planned all by yourself. Keep in mind that you are a channel for providence right now, as a higher energy uses you as a force on behalf of the whole world. Your fortune becomes everyone's fortune. Everything you bring into being now will leave a wondrous legacy for others in the future. Your service to the world is being supported at this time. Expect the unexpected and smile, for spirit loves you so very much. I can't believe I wrote that. I just, like, you know, when you look at the cards and like going, wow, that was so good. So, and that is really true. When you think about it, what I have come to learn in the 30 years that I've done this work more and more is that the universe works through us. We really are in service to a greater good. And then we get so caught up in the human idea of our goals or the things that we think we want. We miss out on the fact that the miracle is that when we can step out of our way enough and kind of get to that higher place, then we really, then anything is possible. And that's really what personal mastery offers you, and certainly shared wisdom, the next level, you know, really hammers it home. But, you know, going through this course, that is what you're going to represent. You will know that that is true. Now, it may not be true all the time because we fall asleep at the wheel. And our goal here at Oracle School is to be 80% magic and only 20% muggle. Now, I forgot to introduce you to Doug Upchurch. So, you know who I am. Oh my gosh, we were in wanting so badly for this night to go well, I'm forgetting everything. Okay, so I should introduce you to my co-facilitator, your head wizard of learning and development, Doug Upchurch. You are going to see Doug on every call with me. And Doug is literally our head wizard. And I love working with Doug. Doug goes everywhere with me. When I do Oracle Palooza, Doug is beside me. And Doug and I have known each other for over 20 years, and we've worked together on a gazillion different things. And when I decided I would create Oracle School, it was Doug that I called, who flew to my house And we sat down and mapped it out together. He is a very, very special person. Very special person. Yeah, I know. It's going to be the way it is. I love somebody who said, let it go, Colette. It's just what it is. This is, truthfully, this is Oracle School. It's like we hang out together with a cup of coffee and we change our lives together and we laugh and we pull cards. And it really is very, very casual. I was just hoping I could make it sparklier.
It's real and, real and raw. That's right.
Doug is amazing. Doug is amazing. So there's a few things that I'd like to talk about, but first I'd love to take us through a meditation. Doug, do you think that would be good now?
Yeah, I do. I think, can I just say a couple things about myself to kind of help people know how I'll be different from you, I think? Good?
You should talk.
Yeah, well, no, like, so my background, you guys, is very much from a coaching and leadership development and personal development perspective. My career has been in that space for the last 20 plus years. And I was a student of Colette's, honestly. I first met her as a student 20 plus years ago, learned from her, remember actually listening to every podcast episode of her Hay House radio show for a period of time.
And she manifested me.
And became, we had an opportunity to work together after attending some of her courses, and it just resonated. And frankly, Colette and I are very dear friends, which is probably even more what you'll see in these calls. While we work together, I'm going to kind of bring more of a coaching perspective. Colette really brings the woo-woo. I bring a little bit of the woo-woo and a lot more of the coaching. Colette brings a lot of the woo-woo and her science and her, science background, really. I mean, that's the thing. The other
piece. I'm a nerd.
You're her nerdness,
quantum physics nerd here. Consciousness nerd.
Yeah. And I'll also be on the other end of the Q&A, guys. When you type in questions, I try and watch that and monitor that. So I am trying to monitor that if you have specific questions that need to get answered. But just know that Colette and I are thrilled to be with you this fall. And I'm excited to watch all of us kind of go into a deeper connection with ourself and with spirit as we enter into personal mastery. So yes, meditation.
Yeah. Okay. So let's kind of ground ourselves right now. But I know some people have got stirred up a little bit, and we're going to talk about that after the meditation. But I'd love us all to imagine the people here who are here together, that we're all together in this moment. But I want you to do an individual vision for yourself. I want you to take a look at your landscape, your environment right now, of how your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs have been the past few days. You know, have you been stirred up? Have you, you know, been antsy since the new moon? What's been your state of mind? So, and if you could describe your state of mind in a couple of words, and I would say, for example, let's say you've been stressed out, because this is a, I'm going to do the get on your bird meditation with you now. So what we want to do is to be able to show you how to move your mind. So I'm going to invite everybody to imagine what their stressful environment looks like as a place, not the peaceful person. Right. A hot mess. Okay, perfect. So we want to know, what does that look like when you get into stress? Even if you're not stressed right now, let's just go there for a second and go like, you know, when I'm feeling off and I feel stressed out, you might be looking at, say, for example, a swamp. Or I know one time I did it and I saw myself inside a cave I couldn't get out of. Or you might, you know, whatever that looks like, you know, mud, stress. Yeah, so what does that look like? What does that look like? And we want, in a cement box, right, really windy, dark, perfect. This is what I want. It's not the emotion, but what that emotion could look like is if you were inhabiting the place that describes your emotions. And pay attention right now. I'm going to actually turn the chat off just temporarily so we can just have, oh, no, I can't. Doug can only do that. Doesn't matter. Yeah, let's just close the chat for a second. So that you guys are actually just looking at that for yourself. And then we can talk about it after. I think it's just really important that rather than typing it in the chat, that you are really recognizing that you're looking at this environment. Now, you might have started out coming onto the call peaceful and fun or whatever, but this exercise that I'm taking you through right now is going to be essential for you as we move through the course. And I'm going to do this a lot with you guys. So just look at the terrain. Now, what I'd like you to notice is that you are not the terrain. That's your most important point of vantage right now, is to recognize that you're looking at something. So it's a place that represents your feelings, as opposed to you just feeling your feelings. Now you're looking at a place. If that place is not you, that means that you can leave the place. So first, really tie in and say to yourself, do you want to leave the place, or are you addicted to the place, or is the place, like, you have to really come to a place where you recognize, like, oh, wow, I have a relationship to this place, but I'd like to go somewhere else. And just get to that place where you're willing to go somewhere else instead of trying to change the place or the feeling. Now just close your eyes and listen to my voice. Imagine that at birth, when you were born, a beautiful creature with wings, could be a bird or an insect, or it could be a dragon or an angel, it doesn't matter, as long as it has wings. It chose you to come to you right now when you need to move away from a place that doesn't serve you. So just call this winged creature to you now, and they're going to show up. And I'd like you to write down on a piece of paper, not in the chat, what showed up for you. Was it a bird? Was it a dragon? What was it? And what kind of something was it? And that'll be important. You can look that up later. Just notice it. Notice it's either it's skin, feathers, or scales, or whatever shows up in front of you. What does it look like? Pay attention to the details. So now you're no longer paying attention to the environment. You're paying attention to the creature who came for you. All your attention is going there. Now, even if you're afraid of heights, this is going to be the most fantastic experience ever. I'd like you to get on the back of this creature, and if it's too little, it's going to get big enough for you to get on it. And I'd like you to move your sits bones side to side a little bit so that you actually feel yourself like you're actually getting on something. And just notice how your body sits comfortably on the back of this beautiful creature with wings. And now let's allow ourselves, everyone in this room, to go high, high in the sky until all you see is blue. Just feel the wings go shh, 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 go high, high, high in the sky. All you now see is the most beautiful blue sky you've ever seen. You've ever seen. And just really contemplate what's in front of you right now, this extraordinary sky. And pay attention to how your body feels now in comparison to how it felt before. Now we're going to just land back in our chairs, and we're going to open up the chat again. And I just like you to pay attention to the difference between when you are either ungrounded and spinning in a straitjacket or any of those visions that you put earlier. Can you tell me the difference between the first landscape and how you felt on the back of the creature? Happy, free, invigorated, serene, calm, empowered. Look at this. Euphoric, opening, freedom, love, less dense. I like that. Mm-hmm. Your neck released. Isn't that something? You might know. That's fantastic. Look at that. Right. Perfect. This is exactly what I want to see. Now I'm going to give you something to do after tonight's call. Look how fast this is going. Free and expansive, beautiful swan. Exactly. So if you have my spirit animal oracle and one of the creatures came from that, you can look up the meaning. But I would just suggest that you look up spiritual meaning of X, whatever it is that you saw, and you can get a sense of also another meaning. Like a dragon, for example, represents personal power. A raven represents magic and synchronicity. A stork is rebirth. It's being born. It's born. It's birth. So there's lots and lots. A moth, that's about releasing of addictions. The eagle is above, it's the highest form of connection to spirit. Hummingbird, phoenix, look at that. So you guys all have so many of them. Avatar, a lot of people saw the Avatar Banshee. I noticed that. Dragonfly. So there's all kinds of places that you can actually look at what this all means too. So you can do this after the call tonight, but I want to make sure that you understand what we did not do. I love somebody said a white domestic dragon. What's a domestic dragon? I love it. Oh my gosh. So you go from a place of feeling powerless and then to feel powerful, or at least that you are not fighting against anything. And so this is going to be your new best friend throughout this course, is this particular meditation. And we open up the meditation app after 2 weeks. By the way, we don't open it up for 2 weeks. We wait until the first 2 weeks are over, and then we open up the app, and there's tons of more meditations there for you. But this one I'm going to do with you for a couple of weeks so that we do it together, and that actually amplifies your experience rather than you do it alone. And we will put up a link to Get On Your Bird meditation at the end of the week or early next week. So I just wanted you to get a feel for this. I want you to not do it by yourself yet. So what's really key is that you understand that we didn't do anything to change the first place, right? We didn't change anything. We didn't say it was bad, or if it was, you know, not right, or if it was challenging. We just described it, and then we decided to move. And so what's really crucial, and this, by the way, comes from my Envision process, which is a trademarked energy psychology process for you science nerds. And what it does, I'll give you the science behind it. What you do is that you actually subvert your subconscious, and you actually move directly into the unconscious, which is the place where your dreaming mind is. And so when the subconscious brings you into a stress response, you are being influenced by a series of, if you will, hormonal changes, etc., like adrenaline, you have cortisol, your reptilian brain wakes up, the rest of your brain goes away. So you can't think straight. You're constantly in a stress response. And because we are conditioned to be in a stress response, it's how our society works right now. Stress is big business. So what we want you to do is learn how to move for yourself away from anything that presents itself to you to trap you in that stress response. And this, what this enables you to do too, is connect to your what's called oracular consciousness. And then what happens is that you release dopamine and serotonin. If you notice right away, you felt so different. So I'd like to just impart to you that you would change the way you would see things, being at a place in a position, if you saw the landscape and you felt those feelings, but then you were able to move. That is really key when you recognize that all you did was move your mind. Now, Gayla, I just noticed that you didn't get anything. So just so you know, if you have the meditation code, I get that wrong, but I want to talk to people who don't see. So, a lot of people come into guided visualizations thinking they have to actually have a vision, or that they're looking for something. And what happens is your mind gets directed and your intellect starts to take over and you're looking for something. Where instead, what I'd like you to do is when I tell you something, allow yourself to feel it rather than look for it. And just know the storyline that I'm saying. So for example, if you were to describe, it's a thought. If you were to describe the event, and you could allow your mind to go there in that way. We'll do this a few more times too, Kate, because there's just a few people here who didn't get it. And Brenda was saying it took you a while to get the meditation. So it doesn't matter if you didn't get it tonight. It's important that you can continue to allow yourself to find the way in which you actually can manage to experience these types of meditations. And don't say, oh, I didn't get anything. But that's like, remember, it's not necessarily a vision. It could just be a thought. And you'd say to yourself, well, what would that creature be? And what would it feel like if I went there? And those are the kind of things that I just like for the people who are having a hard time seeing things. And even if you're not feeling it this time, it could be a feeling in your body. Exactly, Gail, exactly. So for those of you who actually didn't have the experience that you wanted to have, do know that it takes a bit of time to get used to this, and don't look at it like as it's a failure. It's really just a matter of you allowing yourself to be comfortable, and don't worry about visualizing. Don't worry about visualizing. That's not what's necessary here. The vision comes sometimes just as a thought or as an impression, exactly. A sense, a knowing, exactly. Most people just experience a knowing rather than a visual. And everybody thinks everybody else is seeing things like they're having a psychedelic experience. And in fact, it's the smaller percentage of you actually see things. So it's just a knowing, and you're just a knowing. So for those of you who are looking to find something that you think you should be having, honest to God, don't stress yourself out. You'll just, like, for example, here's another way to describe this. When you read a book and somebody describes a tree, right? It's the description is in your head, and you're like, oh yeah, I sense that. I know what she's talking about. So when we say that, when we prompt you in the envision process and you're like, okay, I'm not seeing anything, that's not necessary. It's like, how do I feel when I'm stressed? If I could look at a place that could look like that, what would it look like? So you can actually get into the unconscious mind a lot easier if you allow yourself to play with it, exactly, right? Just play a little bit. And exactly right. What you think it looked like instead of going with it. You just want to go with it. So this is our very first time at something that's very complex, and you guys did awesome. It is to be like a little kid, to be very childlike. Yes, and it's less scary now. Exactly, Christy. So you guys will get the hang of it. And the more you do the meditations that we're going to give you, the more you're going to start getting the hang of it. There's a few people in here that came back again. You just like a kid. You'll be like a kid. Doug, do you want to add anything to that?
The only thing I would say is that when I first learned Envision, one of the things that really helped me was to begin to, for me personally, it helped me to get a sense of how I related to my emotions and the situations I was in. So I would often go through the process and say, if what I was feeling right now was a landscape, what would it look like? Mm-hmm. And so if I'm angry about a particular issue and I'm caught up in my anger and I'm feeling this intense energy of anger, then I could say, if my anger was a landscape, what would it look like? And perhaps mm-hmm. it's a desert with lots of fire, setting things afire all around me, and it's hot and it's whatever. And so I kind of begin to notice what it does for me when I do that is I begin to notice, first of all, a new language for how mm-hmm. I can work with my own feelings and my emotions and the scenarios I may find myself in. But then also I can begin to realize, as you said, connecting with the oracular consciousness within me, how I can separate myself from that mm-hmm. or see myself separate from that. You know, we also, say things like, I am angry. Well, what about I feel anger? Because I am not angry. I'm divine, kind of part of spirit, right? As we all are. So how can I talk about how I have or feel or am in a landscape that looks like? So just giving ourselves the practice and the muscles over time to learn how to identify that and create language for yourself about what these things feel like. And mm-hmm. it definitely connects you more to that neutral observer space as well.
Yeah. And to not stress out if you're, again, the idea to that observer space is what we want to take you to. So I think what I'd like to do is just do another one for everybody. So for those, especially for the people who had a little bit of difficulty with this exercise, just to get you into a space of really calm. So what I'd love us all to do is just imagine that we're in a circle. And we are in a circle, and that circle is every single person who is here for the same intention. And when intentions are shared by more than one person, that exponentially supports everyone. So just really tune in for a second and say, like, why did I come here? What am I bringing here? What do I bring? What gift do I bring here? I'm going to take a deep breath and know that you have great value in this moment. And any kind of agitation or any kind of stress that you have, imagine that you have it in a bag that you brought with you. Only now you're going to bring the bag and you're going to drop it in the center. And everybody's going to stick their bags in the center. We can always come back and get it again if you want to take your stress back. But right now, I want you to feel also that your guardian angel is behind you, holding you. So that if you even wanted to lay back, you would be caught by these powerful, powerful arms. And just let yourself pretend that that's true. For those of you who are trying to figure out how to see it, just pretend. Like, what if this was true? That we could trust, 1,000% we could trust that we're here for the highest good of ourselves and for others. And just pay attention to how you feel when you left your stress bag in the center. And knowing that you are safe and secure and you don't need that right now. And take a deep, deep breath. And let's watch all the baggage turn into sparkly lights. And all of the stress of everybody just goes tinkle, 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 tinkle. And you're present right now. You're present and you're safe and you're grounded. And you're receptive. Because the next card I chose was yin. And that tells us that we need to be teachable and we need to be receptive. So just love to hear from a couple of people who had, if you had a different experience this time with that, that might have been an easier meditation for you. Yeah. We're going to open up the chat again. I just want to hear from a couple because I know there was only three or four of you, but every one of you counts to us.
And just so you know, I've gotten a couple of comments from folks about the chat being a little distracting for some. If you don't want to pay attention to the chat, you don't have to. I believe you can even hide it. So yes. By going into full screen view. So if that works for you, please feel free to do that. So.
Right. There you go. Right. Look at this, how everybody feels now. Isn't that great? Way easier. See? So we're watching you here. And what we do, what Doug and I do, we have a very strong map. You know, it's very well mapped out for you, but we pay attention to you in these experiences. So I pay attention to see what people are saying, if they're having a bit of a difficult time, and I know exactly what to do for you to, you know, make you feel like, oh, there you go. Gayla, see, look at you. okay, perfect. So this exercise is not on any app, or it's not recorded. It's just something I do all the time in our classrooms. That's what we do, and it's just for us. Okay, so now that we all feel less stressed and we're all in this sparkly place, let's talk about a few things, because this is a week we really call orientation. Were you going to say something, Doug?
I would like to just say one thing, if I can. I want to just take a moment while we're all in that space of leaving our bag of stress in the middle of the circle, and we've kind of hopped on our bird and flown away. And I really just want to invite you to take a moment and acknowledge yourself for being here. For some of you, this may be one of the first acts of self-care like this you've ever done in your life. Mm-hmm. For some of you, this might have been a really big risk. It might have been a really big step for you to join Oracle School. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to, and we could say that, we could acknowledge you all day long, but what's going to matter is that you acknowledge yourself. That you thank yourself in this moment for making it possible here, right? Because this is, Colette and I often talk about that the class starts the minute you register. And so you've had things going on already, but you're here now, and it's so important for us. And even those of you that are coming back again into this program, I want to encourage you to really just acknowledge this as an act of caring for your soul, for your spirit, for yourself, in a way that you're making a commitment to you by being here. And so just take a moment, whatever that is. In fact, I'm just going to ask you to visualize a gift being given to you by yourself, just a gift, a package of some kind. And I want you to open it. And as you open it, see what that package is. Maybe it's a symbol, maybe it's an object, maybe it's a something you know, but something very special that just is a gift that you'll carry with you that will be representative of why you're here and what you're doing in this program. It's funny, for me, I saw a telescope, which is kind of an interesting thing, one of the old ones.
And that's the observer card.
Yeah, so I think getting a new perspective for me is what came up for me in that regard. And whatever you guys got, just kind of notice that, pay attention.
I got a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And love, I got to tell you what that means to me. So people don't really kind of get that how much I love my students. Like, I love you guys. I love being able to do this. Like, for me, the teddy bear is that kind of soft place to land. It's that sense of, you know, we're giving more love. You're going to give more love to yourself. And that's what this is about too. It's personal mastery is not being the master of you. It's really about opening the doors to your own worthiness and your own self-love and dignity and self-respect. And that's what happens with this. And I think the teddy bear for me represents all of you. And we always sit there and talk about this. Curiosity is a gift. Look at that, how everybody's talking. Okay. I love this. A singing telegram. That's a message from spirit if I ever heard one. I love this. So just to let you know how the calls work, we're going to talk to you about housekeeping things tonight, because this is our orientation week. This is not a week where we go and start telling you and asking you, you know, to ask us questions about module one. That happens next Monday, or next Tuesday, sorry. This is the week where you get grounded and you get to know where everything is. I posted something that I started talking about earlier on the main hall, which is our bulletin board. And that's where anything that I have to say to you guys is going to be there. And I really wanted you to know that it's so normal, and not all of you, there's a few of you. It's very normal to feel like completely discombobulated when you start something new. Plus, you know, something's going to change here. So, you know, like that plant analogy that I talked about, and I will talk about it a lot, about moving from that smaller, you know, comfortable, but yet cramped little pot you were planted in to a bigger one is a little shocking. And it does, and it feels like you don't know where you land, where you belong, or what's it like. And so you might find yourself feeling a little lost at times in the first few days, or that you think you have to do the exercises right away or watch all the videos like in one sitting. And we want you to actually percolate on this. We don't want you to rush forward. That's why you don't have a ton to look at this week in terms of your home play exercises. We want you to, it's like going out and buying your pencils and your nice journal and making sure your cards are there. And you know, we sent an email because some of you, we didn't have the correct information from you about how to get into your houses. So this is really house cleaning and housekeeping the first couple of days as we usher everybody around. And we have a huge team behind the scenes that are ensuring that all this gets done as each person gets in. So trust this, that your needs are going to be taken care of. And that's why I want you guys to relax. I know it's kind of like, what's going on for some people? But we know what's going on, and this isn't our first rodeo. We've done this school before. So we just want you to know that we are going to take care of you. So I know, like I said, in the beginning, especially because, I wrote that story about Buttercup Lemure. Like, your Facebook page may be Buttercup Lemure, but you signed up as Betsy Johnson. And we're looking for Betsy Johnson. We don't freaking know who Buttercup Lemure is. And Buttercup is knocking at the door, only we're not going to let Buttercup in because we're looking for Betsy. And so that's why we had to send you another email, because some of you guys have weirdo names for your Facebook groups and they don't match your name. So we don't know who you are. And so we want to have fun with this, okay? So we don't want you to get upset. We just want you to remember this is kind of like, this is the fun part where you realize like, oh, wow, I called myself something else and I don't know what my name is. right? So, right, you're Jacqueline, but you're Jackie on Facebook. So we need to know both names. And that's why I want you all to take a look at your inbox tonight. And for those people who are still not in a house yet, and you haven't gotten in the house yet, it's because of that. So you and only you guys should answer that email and click the link and put your name, your Facebook name, and there's the third one, which is your house, because you all now know what house you're in. We just need to find out what your names are, and they have to match them. The other thing is that the content for this week is to get you situated for what we're doing throughout the entire, it's 2 months that you're going to be with us. So I want you to start, but don't put too much pressure on yourself if you don't totally understand it. There's going to be people in your houses that do understand this. And no, Carrie, you don't need to be on Facebook if you don't want to be. There's a lot of people that never signed into the Facebook groups. We're just addressing it right now because there's lots of people prefer to do this at home. So don't worry about it. So yeah, the first week is flexibility. Exactly. So we just need to be flexible. And if you don't want to be in the houses on Facebook, don't worry about it. You'll have plenty of ways to connect with us every week. Plus the main hall is going to have your bulletin board points. But if you do want to communicate with other people, the Facebook has to happen. But again, like I said, there's a lot of people here in the course that don't want to be anything to do with Facebook. But we do have to talk about Facebook because there's lots of you who are in Facebook. So those of you who are in Facebook are in these little small houses and you have mentors in there. And those are fabulous people who are returning students who we have trained. And Anna's going to tell you a little bit about that. So why don't we pull up Anna? Do you want to do that, Doug? Let's grab Anna. Anna Sather. And it's so fantastic. Yeah, so you just created a Facebook account for personal mastery. There you go. So if you do want to be in and you want to do, you can do a Facebook account with a funny name and nobody knows who you are. You never even have to ask for friends. Oh, and there's one guy in one house. That's awesome. Let's see where Anna is.
I'm here. Hold on. I'm trying to get my video.
Everybody loves Anna. So Anna is...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we need to see you though.
I know. It says the host stopped my video.
Oh. Yes.
One moment, please.
One moment, please. We have to re-look at this with Jill.
Yeah, all the video stuff is kind of acting weird.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm not. No,
we can hear you.
So your glasses, Anna, but I'm the one with the glasses on. Wait a minute, I'm not Anna.
But hi, everybody.
Do you see it? I see it. I see where the video is off, Doug.
Then you turn it on because I can't see it, Colette.
Okay, I don't know if I can. So I will have to be host. Okay, so hang on one sec. Can you not go to panelists?
Yeah.
And then you'll see Colette, Doug, and Anna.
Yeah, got it.
So just undo Anna's thing. There's Tracy Jackson. Look at Tracy.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, it's not letting me see.
Okay, so put me back as the host. Can you do that? Let's play hot potato.
You know, everybody,
there we got it. Go, Anna.
Technology has been so crazy the last week or so.
It's not open now, Anna.
It's not on. It still shows a mark. Make me the host just for now, and I'll give it back to you. I'll pass it back to you after.
One moment.
Alrighty.
Yes, no video of Anna.
No video of Anna. I know we have our, there I am. Now I can get Anna on. Anna. Why has that happened? Isn't that weird? Okay, that's very strange. Anna. I see your point, Doug.
Yeah, there's something else going on. Go to the more button at the bottom of the panelists and you should be able to allow panelists to start video.
Isn't that funny? More button, isn't that funny?
Allow panelists to start video.
Nope, hang on one sec. Allow panelists to start video, I don't have that. Sorry guys, this is the first time this has ever happened to us.
Nope, it's the first time. This actually happened to me once before on a call, and I told the
Whoa. I made a mistake. Oh. Hang on, let's find her. Anna, I think I can let her in this way. Allowed to talk. And yeah, isn't that strange? I promote to panelists. There it is. Nope.
Nope.
Okay, well, Anna's just going to talk. Anna's just going to talk, you guys, and we'll just see her gorgeous picture. Isn't that funny?
Yes.
Okay. Anna, why don't you tell them a little bit more about this? Sorry, guys. It's like, at least we get to hear her exactly. So you'll have to visualize gorgeous Anna.
Hi, everybody. I do not know what is going on. Technology has been a little wonky the last week. I feel like everything has sort of been a test and a learning experience, you know, but it's all good. And First of all, I want to thank all of you for all of your patience as we get everything set and in motion. And like Colette and Doug were saying, the first week is always, it feels chaotic.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing, Gina Maria. She said we could all be naked. That's right. I had a call where none of the cameras worked, and I called it Naked Tuesday, and I told everybody, you could be naked.
That's so funny.
Yes. And yes, I do have my camera on. But anyway, so I want to thank you all, and I especially want to thank your mentors. Your mentors are amazing. You will get to know that firsthand. They are there to help you. They are not there to do your work for you. Mm-hmm. They've all gone through school with Colette, and they've gone through training with me.
Yeah.
And they were picked specifically for the gifts that they bring. And we love our mentors, and you are going to love them too.
And you get to know your mentors, by the way, once you're in your little Facebook house. And yes. And there's an introductory, right, Anna? Isn't there an introductory post?
Yes. Right now your mentors have posted a hello, and I know everybody's been back and forth introducing themselves, which has been awesome. And this week, though, we're going to, I know everybody's getting ready to, they want to start posting their cards and doing their work. But we always hold off, we always keep the room closed to posting until after the first call, because we like to cover a few things with you.
Yes. And we also want to make sure, too, that people settle in. And so you can still post underneath the threads. We don't have open posting yet. We will. Remember, you're with us for 2 months. But we do this on purpose just to get people settled in until they know the ropes, etc., and that everybody is in their houses, etc. And then Anna, will shoot the gun in the air, and your lead mentors will open up posting in your rooms. But right now, you can post in the threads. There are 20 houses, Teresa. 20 yes. houses, 50 people. There's about 1,100 students. I know, isn't that amazing?
Yes, we have 1,100 students. I think we've broken all records.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We're amazed. I know, we're like, oh my God. And I think the greatest testament, and I cried when I saw 350 of them are students from last year that came back to do this again. So, yes. You know, you guys have the great, great opportunity to be in classes with people who have done this before. So you might notice their posts seem like they know what they're doing, and they do. So the mentor, they are not the mentors though. So that we want to make sure you know that returning students are not the mentors. Mentors are specially trained by Anna. And they're the only ones that can talk to you about something and whatever, you know, if you want help or whatever. It's only them that can actually, are legally allowed to talk to you about those things, because that's what they're trained for. Everybody else is doing it for themselves, and you can post in, you know, about your experience, about you, and it's really wonderful. We're really excited. and done enough. How strange that these cameras are off and on. I find this is so bizarre.
This is crazy.
But you know what? We're just going with the flow.
Yeah, I've been going with the flow for over a week now. Everything that happens, let's just roll with it.
You're going to notice as well, too, that on the main hall, there's no place for comments, but there's comments in the video section. And that's also for a reason. So what me and Anna and Doug do is we kind of like, Anna and her team are like the ones that are, you know, looking at everybody and then coming back to me and saying, okay, here's a general theme of what's happening. And then I am going to write a letter to you guys about that. So you'll notice that becomes like a bulletin board with a lot of different pieces that I will date and say, hey, for this week, we've noticed this happening, etc. So it's more for me to communicate with you, and then you percolate on that, and then you can bring your questions every week. We're going to have, like, your mentors will tell you about that. I don't want to give you too much in advance. So you'll see it. We're rolling this out step by step for you in the way that we know really works. Really works.
Can I comment on that a little bit too, Colette? Because one of the things that I think, and I know you have been such a great example of this for our students in the past, and it's one of the things that I really love about you is this reminding the students to find the way that works for them, but to not feel the pressure of the class. You know, one of the things that is, people will often, when they come into a new class, we know this, no matter whether it's personal mastery and Oracle School or anything else that's over multiple weeks, we come in and we start to think we've got to do it all right. We've got to do it all perfect. Mm-hmm. We maybe have a bit of energy around, how's this going to be? Am I going to be okay? Am I going to get lost? For some of us, it might have been a while since we were in school and last time. Mm-hmm. So we might have that kind of experience. What recommendations, Anna, would you have for the students to just remind themselves to go with the pace and the flow as things go for them? What would you suggest, or what advice would you give?
Well, I had in all of your houses, I had posted it's a document called As We Dive Into Personal Mastery. And in there, we use the swimming pool analogy and how we're all each in this. Well, all of you guys are in your pool. Your mentors are your lifeguards, and you each have your own lane in the pool. Mm-hmm. And everybody's going to go across the pool using their style and at their own speed. And the best thing for you to do is stay in your lane and don't compare yourself to others, because everybody's going to be doing it different. But what you have to understand is that everybody's doing it exactly right for themselves. So you're not the person in the next lane, so you can't do it the same exact way. You know, so you really have to just like accept that and allow yourself to have your experience, not the person next to you's experience.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And check your email tonight. It's really important. Nikki Deisner, I know you just asked, said you hadn't been assigned a house yet, but we sent an email to everybody tonight. And that swimming pool, I think, is really crucial to recognize that, you know, you're going at your own pace. There is no behind. You're swimming along, and we don't want you to like dive in and hit your head on the bottom, right? Like don't do everything in one day. You'll be exhausted because you won't be able to handle it. It's too much, you know, and everybody think, oh, it's just Oracle cards and a few questions. But frankly, I know somebody just asked, is it normal to feel exhausted if I watched all the videos and pulled the cards in one day? I'm like, yes, you weren't supposed to do that.
You should be in bed now.
Don't go too fast. You should go to bed right now and hang up. Third eye blind. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Third eye. Yes. And there's no competition. And don't compare yourself to anybody in the group. Sometimes we have a lot of extroverts. Like your group, you might have people who are like the keeners who always want to post and post and post. And then some of you are super quiet. You are not less than somebody who's noisy. You've got to remember that every single student in here is equal to the other. And your personal way of working with this course is perfect for you. Mm-hmm. And right, Anna?
Yeah.
And Doug?
Yeah, I mean, I just would say, I would encourage you, if you were one of the persons that really likes to comment and post, try backing off a little bit on that. And the reason is, let what's sitting with you, let your ahas percolate inside of you a little longer. Go for a deeper, darker roast of your coffee than a light, light roast of your coffee, if you want. Let it go a little deeper and darker. And equally, let me encourage those of you that might normally be quiet and might not want to post, find a way to do that every now and then. Mm-hmm. Find a way to see what it feels like to express yourself from a place of curiosity and just whatever's happening for you. But it's so important for us to try on different things, and because this is the work is not just in the watching of the videos and the coming to the calls and the doing of the home play. The work is going to be happening all 8 weeks, right? Inside.
Yeah, every day, 24/7.
Exactly. So just kind of give yourself some space in that way to experience that.
Yeah. The other thing too, is what I'd like to really, really mention to you. I would turn off your notifications from, if you're in a Facebook group, you need to get as quiet as you can. I would ask you to stay off any other Facebook group that you're involved in for the duration of the course, so that you're really in a quiet, safe place and you're not dealing with the crazy of social media and where there's so much stress. And the behavior of social media is very different from the way that we post in the school. And it's going to take you a little bit to get the hang of that, because our rooms are on Facebook, people think it's like Facebook, but it's not, it's classrooms. And so we find to dial down the stress, try to watch the news as little as possible and stay off social media and stay on it only enough. Like, you only look at 3 posts, for example, in your room and back away. Don't read every single post.
I have something to share with everyone about our posting. And we have a very exciting new announcement. And we're going to be, when we open posting, we're going to try something new this time. So we are going to use hashtags. So what happens is, if you want to have a mentor assist you on a post, you would start your post with the hashtag mentor, right? If somebody can put a hashtag in the chat so other people could see it, just in case they don't know.
Here, I'll do it. Hashtag awesome what you're doing.
So you would start it with hashtag mentor. Then a mentor knows that you would like assistance on a card, okay? If you want to share something amazing or an epiphany you had, you might put hashtag pearl so that others can look for that and read about things you want to share. Hashtag question if you have some questions that you want to ask. So this way, the mentors are not in there 24 hours a day, and there are a lot of posts to go through. This way, right in the search bar that's in your Facebook group, all you have to do is type hashtag, if the mentor can type hashtag mentor, and all the posts that have that on it will come up for the mentor and they can see who needs help. Hashtag pearl, if you come in and you just want to feel good, you can type in hashtag pearl and see what your classmates, their epiphanies, things that have happened for them. And it's just, it's a really nice way to look things up without having to go through all the posts. So I'm going to be posting in there a list of the hashtags that we will be using. And we're hoping that it'll make it easier for you guys to both find things to look at, find answers, and also get the attention of your mentors.
Exactly. So remember that this is a system, and the system is there to help you be less stressed. Everything that we've created helps you get less stressed, given that you're going to be dealing with some deep emotional content for yourself and having epiphanies that, you know, your ahas are going to happen in here, as well as some of the grit. And the grit means is when you bump up against yourself, and we say you put the grit on the page, which means the journal, and you put the pearl in the room. So when the grit is on the page, that means, you know how sometimes you're in a pissy mood and you want to just vomit in Facebook, okay? Like, wah! Well, we don't do that in Oracle School. We don't do that. As a matter of fact, if we see that, we immediately erase it and send you a nice note going, would you tell us what the pearl is from that grit? So it's really important that, and you'll get the hang of this. At the end of 2 months, you'll feel so safe. That's why we always make a joke that nobody wants to go, nobody leaves Oracle School, is because we really do provide an amazingly safe, beautiful, interactive way of communicating with each other that's really mutually supportive. And we don't enable at all. There is no codependency. We are allergic to codependency and we don't rescue. So that's the other thing. Nobody gets to rescue each other. We don't rescue you. We know that's totally disempowering. And people think, oh, I'm a healer. I'm going to go help fix them or tell them what how it should be. And that's not what we do here. So you. So this is new. This is very different. We have no dirty diapers. Yeah. Go ahead.
So one of the things, I mean, we kind of mentioned this a little bit, but it's important to note that Facebook isn't your journal. Right? That you have a journal that we want to encourage you to use, that you write in, and then you share those pearls of wisdom, those succinct, pressurized, compressed nuggets that you've, ahas you've had, or the questions that you might have for your mentor. That's certainly something we want you to do to share that. But do make sure you create space for yourself in a journal that you can do your processing, because that will be important in the group. And that's not what we want the Facebook, agree, Barb. We wish lots of people knew.
Yeah, wish we knew that Facebook wasn't a journal.
I might resemble that remark on some days in my own Facebook feed, but I'll leave that alone. But yes, exactly. So just make sure you have that space so that you can really honor the classroom experience that happens in Facebook, the house experience that we're trying to create.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to mention something. I don't know her name or their name, if it's a boy or a girl, it doesn't really matter. Somebody mentioned, will we help you through the grit? So let me explain to you what personal mastery is and is not. So we show you how to empower yourself to find your own answers in your grit. Mm-hmm. And we do that by sharing our experience, strength, and hope, you know, with you in the rooms. We share that about ourselves. Everybody talks about themselves. The shadow aspects are done on your own, and then you share your epiphany. So sometimes maybe you're stuck in the grit, but somebody else has shared their epiphany about the same grit that you're having a little bit of difficulty with. The cards help you through your own grit too. It is not an empowerment course if we do the work for you. The other thing is that this is not therapy. So we are not registered therapists. We are not clinicians. We don't, we're legally not allowed to give you therapeutic advice, nor is this suitable for somebody with a mental illness or dealing with, you know, things that you need to shrink for. So 90% of the things can be dealt with here, but like there's some things that we say really should be outside issues. And you'll figure that one out for yourself too. And I'm sure most people don't have that, but we do say that we run into that maybe once in a while. So, and no health questions. Oracle School, yeah, it's common sense, exactly. We just want you to be safe and comfortable and to understand that in order for us to empower you, we're not going to do the work for you. We'll be the light. That's right, Liv. That's exactly. Someone else be shining their light, exactly.
And
Anna, do you want to add in here?
Yes, and I just wanted to add that, especially at the beginning, you may bump up against something, you may, post something that I will, that maybe goes against our posting guidelines. So it's really important for you to really understand the sharing guidelines. But I will come in, I'll step in and I'll either give you a reminder or remove the post. And what I need you all to understand is it's never personal. Do not take it personally. I'm protective of the energy in the room. I love all of you and I want to protect everyone and the energy that is coming into this room. So that each time everyone steps into the room, they have the same experience. They feel safe. And they're not being hit by someone else's energy bomb that may not be, and not one of the nice glitter ones either.
So we really worked hard on creating these boundaries for you. And, when I decided I wanted to create Oracle School, I had very, very specific ideas about what I wanted. And I, for those of you who know about me, I'm going to be 33 years clean and sober. So I have a and 12-step programs, which have very specific sharing guidelines. There's in a room, you follow a program, you follow the steps of a program. Sorry.
Now you're back.
Okay, am I here?
Yeah, now you're back.
Where did I leave me off at?
As you started talking after Anna, right at the beginning of that.
Okay, so for those of you, was it a long freeze? Okay, yeah, 33 years sober. That means I have a lot of experience in 12-step programs, so I'm breaking my anonymity here. But what I learned in those programs is how I changed in them is that there was no crosstalk. We were not allowed to give each other advice. We were there to actually share our experience, our strength, our hope, and the things of how we worked through that program. And so we have adapted this not form of nonviolent communication, which is what another, there's a book on that too, if you guys are interested in reading it, really shows how do we maintain a peaceful, egalitarian environment in this room in a way that we already know works. And so, and this does work. It really does work. Doug?
Yeah, I want to just share the quote from Dr. Jill Bolte Taylor that I really love that, some of you may have seen a TED talk from her. She was a brain surgeon who then had a stroke and saw it from the other way. And one of the things that she talks about is, please take responsibility for the energy you bring into the room. And she put that on her in her room as she was recovering. And I want to invite us to think about that as we come into the Facebook group. So each of us are responsible. While Anna and the mentors and others are really helping, we look at the space, the room to do that. We invite you guys to be also responsible for the energy you bring into the space. That's why we have the sharing guidelines. That's why we have really a protective approach to making sure that the classroom is a safe space for all and its focus is on learning. That's really the goal. So just allow that quote to have some resonance with you about being responsible for the energy you bring to the room.
So people are asking me about that book. The book is called Nonviolent Communication. Yeah, Nonviolent Communication. There are no mentors for people who are not on Facebook. The mentors are only in the Facebook room. So if you choose not to be in the Facebook room, you won't have a mentor. But it's a difference of being in a community or not being in the community. Some people prefer to work this at home. If you want to be in the room with the mentors and the other students, then I suggest that you specifically create a Facebook page with a name that's not yours or whatever, and just for the program. So people have done that and then they just take it apart when they're gone, and you don't have to have friend requests. You don't say yes to anybody. It's just you. And as long as you tell us what the name is, you can be in the Facebook room and also interacting with other people. And then you can just take your Facebook page down afterwards. Nonviolent Communication, Marshall B. Rosenberg, exactly. Yeah, and yeah, so the Oracle is sacred. And it's Jill Bolte Taylor, B-O-L-T-E, Taylor, T-A-O-Y-L-O-R. And what was her thing, my Stroke of Genius? My Stroke of Insight was the name of her book. Yeah, so you'll just really get a chance to recognize how we like to keep things in that. I, you know, it's so funny. Like, isn't this funny how the Zoom is operating tonight? It's just. So again, this was actually a perfect example of how things are not perfect, and how we have to kind of go with the flow when they come up. Like, I had this whole thing planned and nothing happened the way I had planned it at all. And then Anna couldn't come on with her video and I would freeze. And I just put in brand new internet. So none of this was supposed to happen like this. And this is kind of what life is like. And so we have to find ways of moving around what could cause us to somehow get derailed and then have us react in a certain way that isn't in alignment with the highest good for all, right? So it's life on life's terms. So we create reality, and plus we have to surrender to life on life's terms. So tonight was actually a perfect way to show the imperfection of what can happen in Oracle School and how we work with it. We just have to work with it. Doug, do you want to say a little bit about the content, or I think we could go through
definitely. Mm-hmm. No, I think we should just briefly mention it. Just as a reminder, guys, one of the things we're going to do is this week you have the welcome module and you have the introduction. And next week we'll talk a little bit more about that content. So even though lesson 2 will be released next Monday,
We're talking about lesson one next Monday.
We're going to talk about lesson one next
Module
week.
Module one is next week, exactly.
So just want to kind of let you guys be aware that we're going to be doing that after the week after the content is released. We won't be talking about all of the content in the videos or all of the activities, but we're going to bring key highlights. We're going to have an opportunity to answer questions. And so this week, it really is about just kind of reconnecting with some of the videos that Colette did in the webinars that are out there. We've got some bonus content that's available in the welcome module. And then we talk really in module one, just about some of the core concepts that you'll get into. And again, we'll talk more about that content next week. But this week, focus on module zero and module one so that we can then talk about it further then. Any key points you want to bring up, Colette?
Yeah, so I just thought we would just briefly go after it. So you will notice that when you go through your videos, you mark them complete, then you get access to PDFs. So a number of you were asking about the synchronicity timeline, and that is actually the first thing you'll see in your home play. I just want to show it to you. So this is your synchronicity timeline. I know it's backwards here, but so the first thing that you see, so you're when you're asking for that, what I need you to do before you ask is to actually download the material. And that is in your home play, which is the last PDF that you get to open. So even though I might mention content that's in your home play exercise earlier, the reason why you don't see it is because you didn't download it yet. So I know people say, where's that exercise? And so that's why it's the way it is. Like every video follows the next one. And then you open up the home plate or the video summaries. And then you get the home play, which tells you about how to work with the Oracle cards and what questions you're going to ponder. So this week, I want you to percolate on those questions. And then on Monday, you're going to get the next module, like Doug said. But we talk about what your experience was this week, next week. So we're going to take your questions. We're going to take your comments. We're going to might even bring one of you up on camera. We want this to be smooth. And Maria, the questions are all on the PDFs that you download. So the daily anchor card is in the home play, correct. So I'll just tell you what's in each thing. So in module one, it says a new beginning. There are three pages. And they kind of tell you a little bit about, you know, what's in the module, right? That's that one.
Colette, do you want me to share my screen? Because I've got it up and...
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you share your screen for everybody? Because quite a few people don't know where the things are. And they're all on oracleschoolplatform.com. Oracleschool.com.
Okay.
So Doug will show you guys. This will help orient you.
Moment, please.
If I make Anna the host, her video will come up. No, I'm afraid. We can all be a host for a second.
So everybody should be seeing on my login, and I'm on module one. So I'm going to come over here to modules, and I'm going to go to module one, a new beginning. And what you'll notice, you have all of the videos, and I've gone through, and there was a button here that said mark as complete that I clicked. In fact, I even think I can unmark them. Yeah. So I can just click that. And once I've clicked it, it's marked as complete. Once I've watched them, when I scroll down to the bottom, a new option shows up called Module 1 Lesson and Exercises, which isn't available until I have gone through and completed everything else. At that point, when I click it, it takes me to a new screen where I get some fireworks to tell me how fabulous I am that I completed the module. There we go. That's why I feel like we're at Disney World.
That's right.
And there you have a set of PDFs. So I had to click that last link, and I then have the PDFs that include the note from Colette, the lesson, the home play activities, and also the video summaries. These are bullets from each of the videos in module one. So this is something that we'll have for each module from one forward. You don't have this for welcome module, just for modules one onward, you'll see this kind of activity here. And so I can go right back to module one to see all the videos again if I'd like, and they're all still there. Okay.
Hey, Doug,
yeah.
Could you go to the main hall, please?
Yeah, happy to.
I was just going to ask the same thing.
Yeah,
okay.
The main hall, again, over on my dashboard here on the left, I can just come down to the bottom and click main hall. And when I do, this is like a news site. So the most current news or posts will be here at the top of the page. So this is the one here from Colette that she just posted, and you'll see that information there. And anything else that gets posted before will be down below. So you'll see all of our introductions and even down to Anna's post.
And then Anna's got one. Yeah. So you'll see the newest one at the top, and then you can scroll down. And that's where I do my posting for you. So it's all going to be nicely organized here for you, and everything is in one place.
So and now the bonus. I was going to show the live calls real quick. So this is, people often wonder about where the live calls are. So they're all here. And just as a reminder, the link for the Zoom meeting is also here. If you can't be on Zoom, you have phone numbers you can call into as well. But all right here for you in the Zoom calls. So those are there. And then in the bonus, we don't have any yet, but there might be some in the future. So just stay tuned, but there's no bonuses there yet. But we've got lots of bonus content in that welcome module already.
The welcome module is where we packed all the bonuses. I love how we misspelled bonus. It says bonus, this says bonus.
So
magician friendly. I love that, Jean Catherine. Right? Isn't that great? I know that can you Zoom from Mexico? Totally. You can totally Zoom from Mexico. I'm going to be teaching one of the courses from Hawaii. So I'll be sitting in Kauai teaching you guys one night in November. So
yeah.
Zoom calls all have all the same. Yes.
They're all stop sharing
the same number.
Unless there's something else, Anna or Colette, you want me to see or show?
No, that was perfect. Thank you, Doug.
You bet.
Thank you, Doug. All right. So somebody said you talked to Jill twice.
And can I just ask Anna, where are we going to post the recordings? Are they going to be in the live call link?
I believe the recordings are going to be in their in the platform.
Yeah, they'll be in the live calls link, I think, right? That's where we'll put them.
Yeah. That's where I believe. I'll double check, and when the call is up, we will let you know where to look for it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Give us a day or two. Right now, do we have access to the PDFs from module zero? No. There are no PDFs.
There are no PDFs from module zero. Just module one forward.
Yeah, I made those. Those were the bonuses, was module zero. Quinn said, while watching a video, it stops and I have to log out and return. That's your internet. That is not our platform. So that would be likely that you've had not a good internet. So you want to try that. Gian Tomasek. Yes. Clear your cache and history. That's great, Brenny. Yeah. So let's see. Anybody else? I'm glad you like the new platform. I'm so happy because we put a lot of effort into this. Zoom has no vocals on your phone, so you'll have to talk to Zoom about that. There should be a link for that. That's a shame, but I'm sure it is. We know we've tested it on everything. We tested phones, mm-hmm. We tested computers. We tested on 14 different, people's things, so we know that it works. So, okay. So tonight, let's...
One more question for Anna. Yes. What type of questions, Anna, should be tagged with the hashtag question? Or is it more hashtag mentor, just to check?
Yes, I am going to be posting to explain that, but I'll just tell you really quick here. Hashtag mentor is when you need a assistance from a mentor interpreting your card. Hashtag question is when you have a question that it doesn't necessarily have to do with a card. Maybe you have a question on the home play or homework or something like that. Then you can do hashtag question.
Right. Exactly. Let's wrap this up, I think. I think I don't want to overload everybody. So any technology issues, Google is your best friend. We've tested everything. So if you're having an issue on your end, and then I suggest Google and then contacting Zoom. If you have a problem on your phone or whatever, it could be the kind of phone you have, I don't know, but we've tested it on Android, on iPhone, on iPads, and on Macs and PCs. So our testing is good. So we don't know what to do for your particular thingamajigger. And whatever that, yeah. That's really good language, right? Your thingamajigger may not.
I have one more, just one more thing, because I saw somebody was asking. When we post, we drip the information you need for that week out that week. We, because as Colette just said, we don't like to overload you. There is so much information. So a lot of you, I know you're, like Colette said, you're keeners, you want to know, you need to know, you want to plan it out, but we drip it as you need it to you. We don't go ahead, because then we find that the next week we're telling you again. So we give you the information as you need it. Just trust us, it all comes to you.
Right. Maria, you know, I just want to say something here. You have to use your guidebooks, and you need to take time to actually really see what came up for you in the card and the guidebook. So Maria said, how do you know if you've made the correct interpretation on a card? The guidebook is your best friend in this course. This is not a let's intuit and figure out what the cards mean by ourselves. This booklet right here is your best friend. In terms of, so you're always going to want to refer to the guidebook. Always. And don't overdo it this week. Just take it piecemeal. We want you to percolate. Like Doug said, go deeper. Go a little, dive in. Allow yourself to really tune into the content that you have. Now, I want to mention, everybody got an email today or this afternoon about your Facebook rooms and your Facebook names, and why that some people are knocking on a door of a house, but we don't know who you are because you registered under a different name than your Facebook name. So please fill out the form. If you have not gotten a house or gotten into a house, please fill out that form, and then we can set you up properly and Anna can go through it the next couple of days. It takes a couple of days. The first week, just relax and breathe. You know, it is what it is. There's 1,100 students here, and if you write the wrong name down by accident, or you misspell somebody, you know, spelt their own name wrong, it was like, we don't know what to do. We have to find you. So just have a sense of humor. And no, remember, we're here for 2 months. We're here for 8 weeks. This first week is a hall pass week for everybody. Don't overanalyze anything. Don't overanalyze. All right. Let's do another little meditation. All right. I think let's have another meditation. I want us to imagine we're all in a big giant circle, all 1,100 people. Actually, there's just over 500 people tonight. All of us are together and we are smiling because we know magic is real, and we know that miracles are real, and we know angels are real, and we know that purpose is looking for us, and we know we're safe here. And we're sharing this space, and every single person is here for the same reason. We're all here for the same intention: to connect to our unique, authentic, inspired life and help others do the same. And we're going to pass it on. And I want you to imagine in front of you is a big ball of pink sparkling light. Big ball of sparkling light. And you're going to take a deep breath and you're going to blow it into the room. Oh, that tingled. We love you very much.
We love you guys.
Yeah, love you guys so much. We will see you in the rooms, and give us a beat to catch up. And please, please, please fill out those forms that we sent you by email so we can get you into your rooms. All right. Love you all. Thank you, Anna.
Love you, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Doug.
Bye.
Bye.